www.thebeatmedia.com.
1, 2, 3.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it?
I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had.
It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
You better call me a doctor.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. You ever thought about your sleep patterns and what they say about you? Well, they're actually saying now that your sleep positions actually talk a lot about who you are and the kind of personality that you have. Well, if you're a side sleeper or a back snoozer, maybe a knees-up cuddler, the position you choose while sleeping could reveal something about your personality, according to a British body language expert. Robert Phipps, who's a leading body language expert in the United Kingdom, claims that a person's sleep position can reveal key personality traits like stubbornness or bossiness, as well as how critical a person is or if they feel they have control over their life. According to the Telegraph column, he says that the position you sleep in can indicate how stressful your day was or how much you tend to worry. In research conducted for a budget hotel chain and Premier Inn, Phipps surveyed 1,000 British adults about their sleeping positions. He allowed the participants to select more than one option for the preferred sleep position and then combine the results together. So here's number one, the fetal position, which is where you sleep with your knees curled up and your head down. You're not alone. Phipps said about 85% of the people surveyed sleep in that position. What fetal position says about you? Well, the fetal position is among common worriers. So the more we curl up, the more comfort we seek, he says. And fetal slippers are also conscientious, ordered, and like things in their place, according to the survey. What to do about it? Well, try not to overthink things, which only causes more worry, and be careful not to become too stuck in your comfort zone and prepared to tackle new challenges as they arise, the survey said. Now, sleeping like a log, sleeping with the body straight, limbs to the side, was the second most popular position in the survey. About 3 in 10 people say they sleep in this manner. What sleeping like a log says about you? Well, it may indicate that a person is inflexible and rigid in their thinking and possibly set in their ways, stubborn and bossy. What to do about it? Well, Phipps said that people who sleep in this way should try to stretch themselves and embrace the challenges and excitement of a new day. He recommends trying to relax and get your muscles to unwind from the day where you're going to sleep. And that way, you're more likely to wake up feeling flexible in your thinking and in your living. The yearner position. Well, if you sleep with your arms stretched out in front of you, Phipps would describe this as a yearner. And 25% of the survey participants sleep in this manner. What it says about you? Well, yearners are their own worst critics, Phipps said. He said, always expect great results. Sleeping with outstretched arms can either mean these people are chasing their dreams or being chased. Their outstretched arms show these people want more in life and they're willing to go out with both hands and get it. So what to do about it? Your earners should face each day with a new start. He said they should think about where they're going and what they want from the day and then go for it with a full commitment. The free faller position, if you sleep face down with your arms outstretched, you're a free faller. About 17% of the respondents classify themselves as free fallers in the survey. What a free faller position says about you? Well, people who sleep this way and sometimes feel like life happens around them and they're just hanging on for the ride. Unbelievable. What kind of sleeper are you? You sleep like a log? Are you a yearner with your arms kind of out to the side? You're a free faller sleeping on your belly? Or are you in the fetal position, worried about everything in life? Just a little thought. I'm a flat on my back kind of guy myself. I don't move, I don't think, all night. I'm just out. As soon as my head hits the pillow, I'm done. It's over for this guy. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. With questions about your health, remember 80% of the health challenges that we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That means your lifestyle matters. And so if you're dealing with diabetes or heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, can't lose the weight, looking for better fitness levels, or whatever it is, realize this. If your body can get sick, it can also get well. So just because you may be on the downward stroke somewhere, your body can change. So it's up to you. Our lifestyle providers and our wellness providers, our healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. Check them out on the web. Go to mywellnessproviders.com and find someone in your area that talks about all this great information that we talk about here on the show. Let's go now to Donna. Hi, Donna. Welcome to the show.
I've been diagnosed with hyperparathyroidism, and they said they would have to remove it. So I was wondering, are there any alternatives?
Yeah, the alternatives for that are pretty simple. Now, with the parathyroid, the parathyroids, of course, calcium is a big issue. And that's one of the main concerns. So, you know, getting with your doctor, checking with them, making sure that I would get a second opinion, I guess is what I'm saying, making sure that that's the way they want to go. You can look at calcium levels, and they can do some blood testing to help you with that. Also, your diet can play a key role with those levels as well. Vitamin D is also a big key, too. A lot of times they watch that. But your mineral levels can be important, too. Phosphorus, boron, and a lot of those can play a role in overall function. So looking at all of that can be quite helpful. But when you have hyperparathyroidism, it's sometimes, I mean, a lot of docs and standard of care lean toward the removal. But again, from the natural perspective, there are some things that you can look into and make sure that no matter what, that your lifestyle habits are solid, meaning that you're eating well, you're exercising, you're getting plenty of rest, avoiding stress as much as possible. All of those keys are very, very important. Okay, thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You may call right now, or you can go online, check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. All right, Gene Mead brings us the email for the day. Karen in Franklin, Kentucky says, seems like everyone I know is getting the flu. I keep hearing on TV that it's not too late to get the flu shot. What do you think? Well, you got to go with what your best option is for you. Some people really are big on the flu shot. Some are not. You know, some doctors believe that, you know, it can help protect you from certain strands, but at the same time, maybe not all of them. So just because you get the flu shot doesn't mean guaranteed immunity from the flu, maybe from certain strands that you get hit with. So anyway, there's other ways to keep the immune system strong. Don't forget, vitamin D plays a big role. Your eating habits, your stress habits, your sleep habits are big. When you start not getting enough sleep, immune system wears down. And, of course, when the immune system wears down, you're more susceptible to, you know, pick up any bugs that are kind of hanging around. So keep that immune system strong. Build that up. Make sure you keep the stress levels down and your nutrition up. And don't forget, exercise increases those endorphins, proven in studies, to keep all of that strong. One of the best foundations you can have. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back. Remember, whatever you're struggling with, no matter what it is, no matter what the health challenge might be, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. Don't lose hope in the fact that you can go to the next level. And if you're looking to lose those 30 or 40 pounds and you feel like you just can't do it, you're in the brand new year and you're thinking, what can I do? Let's talk about weight loss when we come back. And one thing I want you to make sure that you don't lose is the hope and the ability to know that it's possible. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community that you empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fair's Welcome Home at earthfair.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Thank you. show 24/7 at healthcoachradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Big city tots are saying they're not so big anymore. Prevention policies that put the brakes on obesity among preschoolers in New York and Los Angeles, government researchers have recently found. They said by 2011, they were so concerned about the prevalence of obesity among 3- and 4-year-olds in the cities. But now, in our current year, I mean, it's unbelievable what they're saying about it. New York and Los Angeles, it has risen tremendously. 3-year-olds in New York are up from 18.9% to 14.5%. For 4-year-olds in New York, from 19%, they've gone up to about 20%. And from 21 to 25%, most recent. So the data is consistent with the national data indicating increases in obesity among preschool age and school age children is slightly increasing, but coming to a leveling plane. So that's the good news. But again, we're still dealing with obesity like never before. And I don't know if it bothers you. It bothers me a lot. And I see kids all the time that are overweight, and small kids. I mean, for a 3-year-old to be in the obese category is just amazing to me. And what's sad and what really bothers me is a lot of times it's the family. And, you know, they say, well, you can't point fingers. Well, yeah, well, that kid doesn't really know. It's not like he, you know, watches television and takes cooking classes and can figure out what to eat. I mean, he's eating what mom and dad are providing. So I just hope parents can get educated. And the challenge is that we got so many adults that are overweight, and that's all they know. So then they pass it down to our kids. I just hope at some point that we all take responsibility to pass down some form of health legacy to our kids, because your kids are watching you. They learn how to live. They learn how to be. They learn how to act. They learn how to talk. They learn how to do so much from the parents and from the environment. And so, you know, what are we teaching our kids? What are we showing them? What kind of example are we setting for them? You know, and that's really the key. And my hope is that we begin to change that trend, that trend really begins to shift in a great way, because our kids need us and they need an example. Because if they're with obesity, I mean, do you know that their kids today, in a high percentage rate, like in the 20-something percentile, that have high cholesterol under the age of 9 years old? High cholesterol. I mean, we're talking a health challenge that normally middle-aged adults face. I mean, like in your 40s, 50s. And we've got kids that are dealing with that. I mean, kids that are so overweight that they can barely walk. I mean, that they can't get out, they can't get regular physical activity because their bodies have become in the overweight category. It's just, to me, it's unacceptable. And I think that we need to come up with a new way to educate our kids and to set an example. I mean, it's pretty simple. Learn a little bit about health. Start buying healthy foods, fruits and vegetables. And if all they want are, you know, processed foods and macaroni and cheese and that sort of thing, tell them no and create other food choices that taste good in your home. And, you know, if you're a guy, or, you know, I'm not just, you know, saying that all women are the only ones that cook, but guys, if you're cooking for your kids and whoever's making the meals, you know, study up on it, make it where everybody enjoys it. And you can use really, really healthy foods. It doesn't cost a lot of money. And you can really make it happen. That's just my hope, to make some changes. Because a kid should not have to be growing up being overweight. And definitely for his health. That's a big, 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 big issue. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Don't forget our wellness providers, our healthcare providers in your area. You can check them out on the web. Go to mywellnessproviders.com. Let's go to Sherry now. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, sir. How are you doing?
I'm living well, darling. What's going on?
Yes, sir. I am perimenopause right now. I turned 50 and seeing a lot of problems and concerns that I didn't have before. Very educated in that area. I've done a lot of research myself and seen a lot of help, but just noticed a lot of pains in my body all of a sudden I never had before, like especially lower left back pains, and legs, let's see what else, shoulders, and, you know, mm-hmm. not always, mainly my back pain. Let's see what else. So I had some questions in reference to what you thought either about either chiropractor or, and one other quick thing that may be important, too. I find that if I stand a long time on my body's in a very straight, erect position,
right.
that really, really irritates it. And so it's,
Let me ask you this. So you're 50, and are you taking medications for anything at all?
No, sir. I refuse.
Okay. But do they want you to take medicine for something?
I'm sorry? No, I haven't. No doctor's ever recommended that. I take a lot of supplements, and I'm on my progesterone cream and got my hormones balanced, and I just try to stay away from all that and try to go more than natural. I know I'm doing pretty good, but I just wanted to know any additional wisdom and knowledge that I could get for this pain. Like I said, I could stand for a while, and sometimes it's really unbearable. And I do exercise about 2 or 3 times a week. Try to eat very healthy. I'm only 120 pounds.
Okay.
I just know a lot of this has to do with menopause because I never saw it before.
It can have to do with menopause. It could have to do with some of your dietary habits. What do you eat for breakfast, for example, just real quick?
It varies. I'm on fasting right now, so we do a lot of fruit and vegetables. But I'm not a big breakfast eater. I could eat eggs and maybe toast. Not a very big breakfast eater at all.
Okay, let me do this. Let me go into this break, and we'll talk about your eating habits because what I'm curious about is if you've got these aches and pains, there could be a couple things going on. It could be eating habits, could be food allergies or food sensitivities that could be causing it. It also could be, believe it or not, brain chemistry deficiencies. It could be neurotransmitters. There could be some other things in play. So let's go into this break. When we come back, we'll tackle symptoms and issues for menopause. Hey, folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back. Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Check out the show 24/7 at healthcoachradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Now, we're talking with Sherry going into the break, talking about menopause, talking about a lot of the symptoms that go along with that. And Sherry, you're 50, so you're still really young, so kind of dealing with all of the symptoms. But some of the big ones that you said have been a little bit of a challenge are kind of the aches and the pains, right?
Yes, sir, definitely. Big difference since I started getting into perimenopause that I didn't have before. Every once in a great while, but like I said, it's seems like if I stand in a long line for a long time, I'm okay walking. I exercise a lot. I actually do cardio kickboxing. But it's just like if my spine is just straight for a long time, I pay for it later. I know that sounds kind of weird. And I was you know, thinking down the road about a chiropractor, but I'm very skeptical about that. So I've never had an X-ray. I know that might be important too.
It is, and if you stand for a long period of time, for example, and start having pain, there's a lot of issues with your posture that could be in it. That could be a possibility of why there's some of the aches and pains. And again, a lot of that probably has nothing to do with menopause. It has everything to do with probably the spine itself and the disc in between it degenerating to a point where you need to have someone look at it. And it could be developing over the years. And chiropractic care is a great way to go. I mean, the method of treatment is very gentle, probably contrary to what you've seen or heard. There's about 100 different ways to take care of someone's spine. And if you find a good chiropractic physician, they'll do an excellent job. And if you don't like any of the more manipulative movements, they've got little instruments they can use. I mean, there's a lot of different ways. But my point is that it's non-surgical and non-invasive. And for when you've got aches and pains in the back, neck, low back, even knees and ankles, you always want to at least give that a full evaluation and let someone from that specialty take a look at you and see if that's some of the main, you know, some of the main issues of what's going on. Now, it could be chemical and it could be physiological. You know, that you said you've got your hormones balanced. Are you taking pellets, the creams? What are you doing for that?
For my progesterone.
Well, just, yeah, for your hormones in general.
For my hormones. Yeah, that's what I'm taking, progesterone.
You're taking progesterone. Okay.
Yes,
so give me a little bit. Well, we were talking about diet for just a moment. Now, when you have a lot of aches and pains, typically diet can be an issue. It can be food allergies, and you could also have some brain chemistry instability that can cause some of those symptoms. So a couple of quick questions. So breakfast, lunch, and dinner, what's typical for you?
Well, if I just tell you overall what I eat in general, then that would just put all my breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I eat a lot of fiber. Every day I make sure I eat fruit and vegetables every single day. And I'll go a day without that. I don't eat a whole lot of meat. Red meat sometimes. Turkey, chicken.
When you say fiber, though, when you say fiber, is that bread, cereals, oatmeal? What are we talking about?
I used to eat a lot of oatmeal, but I haven't done that in a while. I eat like Ezekiel bread. Try to eat fiber bread. I try to eat whole wheat pasta. I try to stay away from the white rice, and I do brown rice. Because I know I've learned over the years, thank God, that the more fiber you eat, better for your digestive system. It's very important, and it's really been very helpful to me. But that's the type of fiber that I eat. I look at my contents and see and try to get it in my fruits also. Hopefully that's helpful. I try to eat very healthy. I don't do it 100%, but I try to get my fruit and vegetables in there. Lean meat, try to. I'm trying to think what else. The water, I drink mostly water. I try to stay away from sugar. Try.
Try the key word.
Uh-huh.
Here's a couple of things.
Yeah,
but here's the deal. If you're dealing with a lot of aches and pains, joint aches and pains, one thing you want to eliminate from the diet, well, two things need to happen. One, you need to eliminate, or studies show that it's good to eliminate a lot of the grains from the diet for a period of time to see if you might be gluten sensitive. Now, there's a blood test you can do, but most of the time people don't show positive on it. It's called the anti-gliadin test. And you can go in and just, if you eliminate breads and pastas, cereals and crackers from your diet for even just 2 weeks, you can notice a difference. And if you do, then you'll know you might have a sensitivity to gluten. And dairy products are the same way. Now, it doesn't mean you have to eliminate these foods from your diet forever, but you're finding out if that's a trigger to some of these symptoms that you might be having. The other thing in this is when you got the aches and the pains, that sort of thing, proteins are actually really good. And for you, fish, eggs, if you don't like meat and chicken and that sort of thing, if you can at least stick to fish and eggs on a regular basis throughout the day, those proteins are critical for maintaining good lean body tissue, for balancing out blood sugar levels and keeping hormone levels stabilized. Good levels of protein throughout the day, not just having carbohydrate meals where your blood sugar can rise and fall. Even if you're doing a lot of fiber, there's still, if you're just doing mostly carbohydrates and not a lot of fats and proteins, then you can have an issue. Fats are another one. About 30% of the diet should be in fat, healthy fats, almonds, walnuts, cashews, your healthy oils like grapeseed oil, olive oil, butter, coconut oil, and then other snacks like goat cheese and olives and those sorts of things. I mean, those kinds of foods and fish oils as well are just critical for your mental function, your brain function. They're critical for skin, hair, and nails, hormone functions in the body. I mean, there's just a host of reasons why. So when you eat more, that's more of a balanced diet where you're getting your proteins like that every meal. So every meal should have a protein, should have a low glycemic carbohydrate, fruit and vegetable, non-grain, while you're trying to figure this out. And then your healthy fats, you know, like I just talked about. So when you do that for a period of time, you'll really start to find out if you're having some sensitivities at all to some of these foods. And believe it or not, you know, dealing with menopause and taking the progesterone right now, when you keep your fat levels in your diet at around 30%, you'll be amazed at how self-contained the body can be and how it will start working with the hormones very well on its own. You know, not to change anything that you're already doing from that perspective, but just to give you kind of an insight that it is so critical, proteins and fats in the diet and how the physiology of the body works, very, very important. So that's a big key, too. Now, a quick question about your sleep patterns. Do you go to sleep and can't stay asleep, or do you sleep very well?
Yeah, since all this perimenopause, I've had a horrible time with insomnia and waking up and going to sleep and can't go to sleep. Never had that before, but oh, yes, it's been really bad.
So you go to sleep and wake up about 2 or 3 hours later and have a real hard time going back?
That happens many times, yes, sir.
Okay. Are you taking any antidepressants at all? No medications, right?
No, I take, melatonin.
Melatonin, right.
I take also GABA. I heard that's good for your mood to mellow you out.
Mm-hmm.
GABA.
Do you deal with anxiety?
I'm sorry?
Do you deal with anxiety?
No, sir, thank God I don't. I don't have any issues like that. No,
okay.
No problem with that.
No
it's
problem
just,
with that.
Just wake up wide awake. But I believe that I've seen a difference since I've got my hormones kind of balanced out. Been improving. I will say that as far as sleep patterns.
It'll help with the sleep patterns, but if you can't go to sleep, or rather if you go to sleep but you can't stay asleep, it's usually serotonin. And serotonin is a brain chemical that makes you feel good, but it also keeps you in a deep sleep. The melatonin that you're talking about actually is in the pathway that helps make serotonin, which is why it can kind of help you in some ways. But here's some ways that you can support good, healthy serotonin levels in the body. Now, again, foods that you want to eat that have been shown to help support serotonin are a lot of the proteins. So the foods that you're avoiding actually supports good brain chemistry and it would help you probably get into a better stage of sleep because neurotransmitters would be where they need to be. So, for example, serotonin like red meat, chicken, turkey, fish like salmon, tilapia, those are all keys. I mean, not just eating them every now and then, but I'm talking about these are things that need to be, you know, eaten on a regular basis. And then there's some supplements, too, that are out there. Now, fish oils are just a given. That's just an absolute given for just about anyone. But with serotonin, a big one is 5-hydroxytryptophan, which is kind of in that pathway of melatonin. It's in a similar mechanism, but it helps produce the serotonin itself or push the body to make its own. And that's been known for a long time. Thing is, with 5-HTP, you can't take it, or it's not recommended that you take it if you're taking an SSRI or one of the primary medications for depression. But, yeah, the 5-HTP is really good. Pyridoxal 5-phosphate, it's called P5P, is really good as well. Supports good, healthy brain chemistry and allows the serotonin levels to be to function very well. L-tyrosine, which is an amino acid, can help as well, too. So those are some things you might want to look into along with that because your sleep patterns are directly, typically correlated with brain chemistry function. And with you kind of being wide awake like that, a couple of things. You're not getting into a deep REM sleep, number one, which is why you're probably tired throughout the day. But your body's serotonin levels and the pineal gland are not going at their peak level either. So as you work into that, you might want to look into it. And, you know, eliminating foods, adding foods, putting them back in, our food changes so much within us. And when you start modifying your diet and you start modifying your lifestyle, you can notice some major trends. I wouldn't just rely on the hormones, although your doctor's got that balance and that's good. There's other habits to look at.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Stay connected with the show, healthcoachradio.com.
Open 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. So don't lose hope. And the fact that we struggle doesn't mean that the body can't change. And it's pretty amazing on how it can change. That's a big, big piece of the overall equation. We're going to talk about weekend splurging in just a moment. If you're looking to lose weight, I've got some updates for you. You think you get on a strict diet and you have to stay on it forever, but they're finding out now that fluctuating caloric intake, even by eating some junk food, can help you lose the pounds. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. But first, I'm going to go to Melissa. Hi, Melissa.
Hey, I just picked up your book.
Well, great.
I got it off of Amazon, and they're just about out of it in hardback for sure.
Yeah, we've got plenty of them. We've got plenty of them in our office.
But also wanted to ask you, and I looked through it and didn't see anything about it, and people have told me lately it's fairly new, raspberry ketones.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like it has helped me this last couple of weeks I've been on it. To lose
sure.
the final of my weight. I've lost 80 pounds as of Thursday.
Wow, it's
in
great.
15 months or so. The big change for me has been going from fattening sodas to diet ones. And that's been a challenge, but I've been able to do it, and now I'm trying to encourage 2 friends to lose also.
And so you cut out a lot of the sugar, and that's made a big difference.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, I'm like you just said at the end before you came on with me, even sometimes I'll go to fast food and get, like, these Burger King little mini Cinnabon things, like you said, and then to cut back in other ways for a few days or meals, and I'm still fine and still losing.
Yeah, it can work for sure. And what it does, it tricks the thyroid, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. So you want to know about the raspberry ketones and if they work, or you just what are you asking me about those?
For me, this last couple of weeks I've been on this Cellucor brand CLK kind. It's a stimulant free advanced dose with CLA, raspberry ketones, 7 keto. Whatever that is, registered trademark, and carnitine.
Right. And so when you started taking the supplement, how much extra weight did you lose just from that?
Oh, no. It was just not really, I would say, any further. Just except, you know, my maybe 2 pounds a week or so here at the very end.
Yeah.
I got about another 5 to 7 to reach my third goal I set.
That's great, though. I mean, to lose that kind of weight is really amazing.
I was 33 years ago in high school, and before that, all the way back to, like, 6th grade.
Nice.
I hiked to 5'7 at 11 and a half.
Yeah, that's really great. Well, a couple of things. The raspberry ketones have come on strong. Of course, they've got a lot of press and the media. They've been around for a while. It's not some brand new discovery, but some of the medical journals are picking up on them, and you know, they've got some studies on them that shows their efficacy and that their work, and that's fine. Green coffee bean extract works as well to burn body fat, but you know what they do is that they're high in antioxidant levels, and they do have some properties that help trigger some fat loss. It's interesting, though, the supplement that you're taking has conjugated linoleic acid, or CLA in it. And CLA and the 7-keto DHEA, those two have been around for a long time. Matter of fact, the CLA are one of the top supplements to take for fat loss that have actually been proven to work. So if anything is probably helping you drop the pounds, it's the CLA. Very, very strong in overall fat loss. And just, I mean, great studies on it too. So that's probably a big key. It's interesting how they don't just give it in the supplement by itself, but they're actually putting it in with other supplements, which, you know, as you're seeing right now, can make a big difference. But yeah, the supplements themselves are good. I mean, I have nothing negative to say. They can only help. As long as your diet is solid and your exercise routine is really good, which I'm assuming that it is, then supplements are what they are. They're just an addition. There's no miracle pill, as you probably figured out. I mean, you've lost 80 pounds. So it took a lot of hard work. And so that's, you know, a feat within itself. But if you're looking for that little bit of an edge and the little bit that can kind of take you to the next level, yeah, I mean, the raspberry ketone CLA, those are all great supplements. I would never discount, though, things like fish oil in the oil itself, you know, like a tablespoon a day, or probiotics and digestive enzymes. All those are extremely beneficial to the body functioning at its peak level and for you reaching your weight, really, at the level you want to hit. So I'm really excited for you. Really excited. And I hope the book's an encouragement to you as well. You can always call our office during the day if you've got any questions. Or, of course, you can call me here on the show. Anytime. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. If you're a weekend splurger, or if you thought about it and you're really strict on your diet, I always say 90-10. 90% of the time, eat well. 10% do what you want. What that means is about 2 to 3 meals a week, eat what you want. Go all out and splurge. What they've shown is that when you do that, it triggers and increases thyroid function. Your thyroid is the regulator of the metabolism. And we know that by having, we used to call them cheat days or guilt-free days, you know, where you go pig out, have a pizza or have some cheesecake or whatever it might be, it actually stimulates the body to drop more pounds. So weakened calories can be a help. And it's good for the mental aspect of it. It keeps you strong when you're going strict on the diet. And even if it adds in another 1,000 calories for a day or two, not a big deal. So just knock it out. And also, it'll just keep you strong through the tough times. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show. And together, we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the unlicensed host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call Wellness Provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.